Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, good morning. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm having technical difficulties in the hotel. And if you're on the line, if you could text me and let me know that you can hear me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, on Blog Talk Radio. So, we are live from the 2018 AEN Conference. We are so glad that you've joined us. We pray that this is being in a way that is helpful to you, though it says the host is disconnected. We're not sure why that number is not coming up. Bad connection. Not connecting me. Amen, amen. And I do pray that you hear me on Blog Talk. I don't have the ability to put you on speaker. However, I pray that you can hear me. Sister Charlotte, if you could get Evangelist James to call back in, and we can see if we can just continue the program through, even though I'm not able to put you guys on. But you will be able to hear me. So prayerfully, you can hear me, and if you could call Evangelist James for me and call back in the Blog Talk, we will have our Friday Fellowship of Learners as we journey through Max Lucado's In the Grip of Grace. So we looked at the hut building, son, the fat. Fault-finding, judgmentalist, and the rock-stacking legalist. The godly versus the ungodly. And then the one who waited for the Father. What a mess. What a mess. The loss of mystery has led to the loss of majesty. The more we know, the less we believe. No wonder there is no wonder. We think we figured it all out. Strange, don't you think? Knowledge of the working shouldn't negate wonder. Knowledge should stir wonder. Who has more reason to worship than the astronomer who has seen the stars, than the surgeon who has healed a heart, than the oceanographer who has pondered the deep. God's righteous and gracious anger, coming from Romans 1, 18 to 20. God's anger is shown from heaven against all the evil and wrong things people do. By their own evil lies, they hide the truth. God shows his anger because some knowledge of him has been made clear to them. Yes, God has shown himself to them. God has shown he hates evil, that we have no excuse. And so God left them and let them go. He left them and let them go. The one who urges us to hate what is evil, out of Romans 12 and 9, hates what is evil. God is angry at evil. For many, this is a revolution, a revelation. Some assume God is a hurried high school principal, too busy monitoring the planets to know us. He is not. Others assume he is a doting parent, blind to the evils of his children. Wrong. Still others insist he loves us so much he cannot be angry at our evil. They don't understand that love is always angry at evil. Love is always angry at evil. And then it's how do we express this anger? How do we express this anger? This is where our faith and our understanding of who in God and of who God is should monitor and drive the type of response we have. This is where the fruit of the Spirit becomes apparent in the life of the Christians. This is where our response to our emotions are monitored, checked, and they are motivated by the truth that we know about God. Even though we have had this week to look at the second chapter, we pray that you will continue in the second chapter for the rest of those that are involved in the conference here, and so that we can go even the more deep into the Father's angry response to evil on next Friday. Our next Friday fellowship on the 24th will be at 9 o'clock and prayerfully without all of the distractions and challenges of the internet. But we encourage you to continue to pray for the conference. For doing this conference, God is doing some marvelous things. He is showing himself to be faithful and true. And we appreciate the power and the privilege of being in his being in the middle of his will is a wonderful place to be. And when you witness the spiritual growth and development as well as the move of God amongst his people, his plan becomes clear. So we're going to end this blog talk session due to all of the technical difficulties and release you so that you may continue to enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Good night.